In Peril. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1905. Lorena Conway took a last look at the bracket clock on the wall of her father's study. It had occupied pride of place there for 25 years, and to Lorena it seemed a symbol of all the happy times that she had spent there.
"You drive a hard bargain, Miss Conway," said the dealer, reaching up to lift the clock off its bracket.
He spoke to her cheerfully, and Lorena knew that they were both satisfied with the price that they had agreed. "It's a fine item," he added, laying the clock onto a cloth and proceeding to wrap it securely, "and it will go to a good home. I can assure you of that, Miss Conway." Lorena had known the dealer for several years, and many were the items that she had bargained over with him, as her father had always left the process to her.
"You do it charmingly and skilfully," he had said.
"I shall miss its chimes," Lorena sighed now. "We shall hope for better times, Miss Conway," the dealer said. "Losing your father has been a sad business." Lorena felt tears well in her eyes, and concentrated hard on not letting them overflow.
"I hope business is good for you," she commented.
He brightened.
"There's an air of things are happening, now that we have an earl back in residence at Bramfield Hall."
"Indeed,"
Lorena responded without interest. The doings at Bramfield Hall made no impact on her life. Once a year, her father would be invited to partake of dinner with others of the neighbourhood's lesser gentry. But the earl had spent most of the time away from his family seat. And then she remembered.
"This is the new earl."
"Aye, been there several weeks now."
The dealer then carefully tucked the cloth around the clock, stood up and dusted off his hands.
"Always a pleasure to do business with you, Miss Conway. Any time you have anything else to dispose of, you just let me know."
Lorena smiled and bade him goodbye. He must be able to see, she thought, that really nothing was left to sell. Edith, her old nanny, and now cook, housekeeper, and maid, returned from seeing him out. Her expression was sour.
"He's far too familiar with you, Miss Lorena, that's for sure."
Lorena sighed and sat down in an armchair.
"He gives me a good price for our precious things."
"I wouldn't know about that part. Might too pleased with himself, if you ask me."
Lorena sighed again. "I need to think very hard about the future, Edith."
Edith's face softened.
"I know, my duck, but you don't need to give me no wages. And if you ask him, I don't suppose Henry would ask for them neither."
Old Henry was the aged gardener, the only other Conway retainer to remain as part of Lorena's household.
"Edith, I would not dream of employing either of you without pay. It's little enough anyway.
I said when your blessed mother died I was here to look after you, and Sir Arthur. You what I nursed as a baby, and Sir Arthur always treated me with respect."
Once again, Lorena felt tears welling up, and so she rose briskly and suggested,
"I shall see what's left in the vegetable garden for our luncheon, and I'll hear no more about not getting paid wages that are well and truly earned."
Unable to trust herself not to burst into tears, she hurried from the room. She changed into an old skirt and shirt, then she found a willow basket and set off down the garden. On the way, she had a few cheerful words with Henry.
"Be a beautiful morning, Miss Lorena," said the old man,
his legs and shoulders bent with all the digging and bending he had done in his 60 years. Summer had arrived, and normally the day's golden charm would have made Lorena feel that life was good. Instead, walking down the long garden, all Lorena could feel was despair. Even before her father had died, they had struggled to make ends meet. An historian whose speciality was Eastern Europe, Sir Arthur had found his books never appealed to enough readers to earn the sums needed to pay all their bills. Many times, Sir Arthur had rued all the travelling he and his family had undertaken over the years to aid.